about sowing seeds and about planting and harvesting and things of that nature. In Matthew chapter 13, beginning of Matthew chapter 13, he talks about the parable of the sower. He talks about the fact that the seed is the Word of God, and the seed is spread out on different kinds of soil, and the results of the seed in terms of whether it grows or not depends on the soil that it falls on. Then over in verse 25, he tells us the parable of the wheat and the tares, and the farmer went out and sowed his seed, and then while he's sleeping, his enemy comes, and he sows some weeds on top of all that. So this morning we're talking about this sowing and reaping. We need to learn about and make sure we understand three laws of sowing and reaping. Okay? Now these are laws. All right? You cannot break these laws. It's not like, you know, the law says don't run a red light and you say, well, I don't want to stop for that light, so I'm going to run through it. All right? These are laws that God made and put in place in nature, and they cannot be disobey. All right? The first law of sowing and reaping is that you reap what you sow. So whatever you plant in the ground, that's what you're going to get out. All right? If you plant corn, then you could not and should not ever expect to get green beans out of that. It's just not going to happen, okay? Because you always will reap whatever you sow. The second law. Okay, second law of sowing and reaping is that you reap more than what you sow. You sow a few kernels of corn and you get stalks of corn. So you get lots of corn. Always get more than what you sow. And the third law is that you reap later than you sow. You plant the seed and then you water it and it gets the sun and all those things that it needs, and it takes time for it to grow. So nobody plants a seed and then stands there and looks over it like this saying, come on, come on. Because we realize and recognize that it takes time, so the reaping is going to come later than when you sow. It is not like putting the seed in your microwave oven, you push the button and boom, pops out the seed. Doesn't work that way. You reap later than what you sow. Now keep those three laws in mind as we look at this whole idea of sowing and reaping in our Jerusalem. So we've been talking about this idea of spreading the word and working in our Jerusalem. That is, the people that are in our lives, in our homes, our neighborhoods, our businesses, our work, wherever it is that we go in our lives. That's our Jerusalem. So this morning, let's look at this concept of sowing and reaping in our own Jerusalem. The first thing we need to keep in mind is that sowing is a matter of choice. All right? Sowing is a matter of choice. In other words, we have to choose what we're going to sow. And if you don't sow something, then you are not going to reap anything. Okay? It's a story about this old farmer. He sat on the steps of his small shack chewing on a piece of straw. He was approached by a passing stranger who was looking for a cool drink of water. Wishing to start a conversation with the farmer, the stranger asked, "So how's your cotton crop coming this year?" "Ain't got none," replied the farmer. "Didn't you plant any?" asked the stranger. "Nope," said the farmer. "I was afraid the boll weevils would get it." "Well," asked the stranger, "how's your corn?" "Didn't plant any corn either," replied the man. "I was afraid there wasn't going to be any rain." "If you didn't plant any cotton or corn, what did you plant?" asked the man. "Nothing," said the farmer. "I just played it safe." "Well, I guess if you don't plant anything, it makes the harvest a lot easier, doesn't it?" You see, the point is, if you don't plant anything, you're not going to reap anything. You have to choose to plant something. Now, what does that have to do with our Jerusalem? Well, because just like the farmer, okay, look at what it says here. It's only the farmer who faithfully plants seed in the spring who reaps the harvest in the autumn. If we want to reap a harvest in our Jerusalem, amongst our family, amongst our friends, amongst our neighbors and co-workers, whoever is in our Jerusalem, then we've got to plant now, so that we have something to harvest later on. Because remember, you're going to reap what? Later than what you sow. So you got to choose. You've got to decide what it is you want to plant, and that you're going to plant something. The wise man in Proverbs 20, verse 4 says this: the sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. So in order to be able to harvest something, you have to plant something. You have to choose whether you're going to actually plant anything. And the reason that's so important for us to keep in mind is because a lot of us just simply make excuses as to why we're not planting seed. Say, well, I don't know the Bible well enough, or I'm afraid they might stop talking to me, or all these different excuses that we use. And we choose not to plant seed. And we wonder why there's no harvest. Okay. We've got to choose to sow the seed in our own Jerusalem. Look at this and understand this, okay? If you don't sow good seed in your Jerusalem, who's going to? Who's going to sow it if you don't? You see, what you have to keep in mind and understand is that Satan is already sowing seeds in your Jerusalem. Okay? He's already at work. Just like the parable of the wheat and the tares, you know, you go out and you're in your Jerusalem, but, you know, while you're not paying attention, Satan is already working there. He's already doing his thing. And so if you're not planting seed there, if you're not working to try to counteract what he's doing, then don't expect to have much of a harvest amongst your family and your friends and your neighbors and so forth, because Satan is already working there. And I think if you really stop and think about it, and you look at, you know, different people in your Jerusalem and what's going on in life, some of them you can see that Satan is really active. You know, in this person's life or whatever, because you see the way that things are going. So then you have another choice. Do I just sit back and allow Satan to wreak havoc? Or do I do whatever I can to try to help this person to know the Lord, to counteract what Satan is already doing and working? Satan is not going to sit back and sleep, okay, in your Jerusalem. He is planting seed and he is working in your Jerusalem because he wants a harvest. But as many souls away from God as he can get. And so we need to choose. We need to choose to plant those seeds. All right? Our enemy is at work all the time. Secondly, sowing is a matter of selection. Okay? You reap what you sow, right? You reap what you sow. So we have to select what it is we're going to sow. In the text that we read as we began this morning, Galatians chapter 6, Paul there tells us that sowing to please the flesh, we will reap destruction. But sowing to please the Spirit, we will reap eternal life. So it's important for us to decide, you see, what is it? We need to select what is it we're going to sow in our Jerusalem. Look at this statement here. The natural principle of sowing and reaping is always at work. Whatever you plant, whether physical, spiritual, mental, physical, relational, or emotional, will grow, and look at this, someday. Alright, someday, what is that? Third law, right? You reap later than you sow. Someday, return to you in multiplied fashion. What is that? You reap more than what you sow. It can be incredibly good or terribly bad, depending on what you sow. You see? The three laws of sowing and reaping. What do you want to reap in your Jerusalem. You see, you need to look at it that way. Not just, you know, look at it and say, well, you know, what's going on here? But what are the results that I want? You see, that's what a farmer does. A farmer says, you know, what do I want? I want, you know, X number of acres of corn. So he goes out and he plants corn. I want X number of acres of tomatoes, and he goes out and he plants tomatoes. That's because that's what he wants afterwards. That's what he wants to reap from that. And I want to encourage you to think about it that way. What do you want to reap out of your Jerusalem? You think about the people that are in your Jerusalem. What do you want to get out of your Jerusalem? What you get out is going to depend on what you put into it. Okay? Even Tweety Bird knows that. Okay? All right? Even Tweety Bird knows that. Whatever you put in, that's what you're going to get out. Okay. Are you sowing goodness, joy, kindness? You see? What are you going to get out of it? It depends on what you put into it. It's an interesting statement that I ran across. My thoughts, the law of sowing and reaping. A law is an established principle. Sowing and reaping is a kingdom law. It would certainly be a surprise if you planted corn and pumpkins came up. It's a natural law to reap what we sow. It's true in other areas too. If you gossip about your friend, you will lose their friendship. Every action has results. If you plant or sow to please your own desires, you will reap a crop of sorrow and evil. If you plant or sow to please God, you will reap joy and everlasting life. What kind of seeds are you sowing? You see, it really is a matter of selection. Right? Because of the law, you are going to reap whatever you sow. You cannot, therefore, go out and sow anger and discord in your Jerusalem and expect to get joy and happiness back. Because you will reap whatever you sow. So you have to select carefully what it is that you want to sow. Here's another thing that I ran across that I think is really good. You reap what you sow. If you plant dishonesty, you'll reap distrust. If you plant selfishness, you reap loneliness. If you plant pride, you will reap destruction. If you plant envy, you will reap trouble. If you plant laziness, you will reap stagnation. If you plant bitterness, you will reap isolation. If you plant greed, you will reap loss. If you plant gossip, you will reap enemies. If you plant worries, you will reap wrinkles. If you plant sin, you will reap guilt. But if you plant honesty, you will reap trust. If you plant goodness, you will reap friends. If you plant humility, you will reap greatness. If you plant perseverance, you will reap victory. If you plant consideration, you will reap harmony. If you plant hard work, you will reap success. If you plant forgiveness, you will reap reconciliation. If you plant openness, you will reap intimacy. If you plant patience, you will reap improvements. If you plant faith, you will reap miracles. You see, again, it really, truly is a matter of what you are selecting to sow in your life, in your Jerusalem. Whatever you put in, that's what you will get out. Okay? So, if you don't like what you're reaping, change what you're sowing. Okay? If you don't like the results, then do something different. Okay? Albert Einstein is credited with saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Okay? So if we keep on doing the same thing, and we're going to keep on getting the same results. So if you're getting results, in other words, you're reaping things that you don't like or things that aren't good, then you need to change what it is you're sowing. Okay? And then finally, is sowing as a matter of harvest. Jesus talked about the fact that we look at, we say there's four more months until the harvest. And he says, but I tell you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe or white unto harvest. The harvest time is here. okay? And we need to understand that sowing and reaping in our Jerusalem, it really is a matter of harvest. What are we going to get out? But again, what do we want to get out of our Jerusalem? What you sow into the lives of others is the harvest you will reap tomorrow. Okay? Whatever you sow, you will reap. And your life is going to show it. It becomes evident. In the way that you live your life, and other people can see that in the way you live in your life. That's why Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 tells us that we are the light of the world. Okay, he says, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. He says, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, he does what with it? He puts it up on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men so that they will see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. You see, we need to be sowing that light because other people are going to see. What is it that you want them to see in your life? Okay? A lot of people have been credited with this particular quote, but Ralph Waldo Emerson's the one that I could find that as far as the oldest person that's been credited with this. He says, sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. So, in other words, we need to think about, you know, this whole idea of harvesting is not just one single event in our life, one single thing that we do, but where that particular thing we do leads to the next thing and where that leads to the next thing and so forth. So, again, it's a matter of selection. What is it that you're going to sow? Because that is what you're going to get out. But when you think about it in terms of multiplying things, you get more. Remember that law. You always get more than what you sow. So you start out and you sow or you sow a thought and you see where it can go from there. Okay? Then sometimes we might think that we're planting one thing, okay, and we actually find out later on that what we planted is not what we thought it was. Okay? Kind of like this guy. So we need to remember to sow good seeds in our Jerusalem. Keep in mind this, and we've talked about this many times before. You know, sometimes we don't understand why God brings somebody into our life or into our Jerusalem. And they may only be there for a short time, for whatever God's purpose is. So in other words, you may only have one opportunity with someone to sow the right kind of seed. So make sure that you're sowing good seeds. All right? Here's a prayer that I ran across. I thought it was very appropriate for this. Okay? Father, help each one of us to look at everything that we do as a seed. Help us to be more careful about the things we say, the things we think, the things we give, and the things we don't give. Help us to understand the law of sowing and reaping affects every area. Good prayer. I like that prayer. The laws of sowing and reaping affect everything. They affect everything in our own life and everything in our Jerusalem. And we need to remember our text as we began this morning. Paul says, God cannot be mocked. Okay? Whatever you sow, that is what you will reap. They are laws. And they cannot be changed. They cannot be disobeyed. They are laws that God Himself put in place. So remember, you reap, help me out here, what you sow. You reap more than what you sow. And you reap later than what you sow. Right? What are you sowing in your Jerusalem? That's a challenge for you this morning to be thinking about. Okay? Are there some things that you've been sowing that you need to stop sowing and you need to change and you need to start sowing something different? Maybe you need some help with that or some guidance or encouragement. Are you sowing at all? Remember we said sowing is a matter of choice. You know, are you sowing anything or are you just kind of sitting back saying, you know, making excuses? What are you reaping? What's the harvest look like in your Jerusalem with the different people that are there? Do you like what you see? Or are there some things that you're looking at that ought not be the way they are? And maybe you need to change what you're sowing. What we want to do is try to help each other as family. Because we are all part of each other's Jerusalem, aren't we? Amen. Say, what we want to do is try to help each other to be sowing the seeds for the kingdom, as we sang in the song. Say, so that the harvest is more and more plentiful for the Lord. So we offer whatever encouragement, guides, and help that we that you might need to do that more and more effectively. You need to get some things out of there that you've been sowing, but let's talk about that. Let's work on that. Let's get that out of there. And let's equip you with the things you need to be sowing so that you can be more effective and have a much better harvest in your Jerusalem. If there's someone here this morning who's not yet a Christian, if you have not given your life to Christ, then you need to understand and realize that you are separated from God by your sins, and you will remain so until you surrender your life to Christ. The great news is that you can do that right now, this morning. If you're not a Christian, but you desire to become one, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you're ready now to make Him Lord of your life, then call upon Him as Lord. Repent of the sin that's separating you from God, and you can have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now. You don't have to wait. We got water ready, don't we, Chuck? Warm? It's warm. It's clean. It's just waiting. There's no excuse. If you're ready to make that commitment, then you can do that right now. I'll be up front to receive anyone who would like to come up front and share with the congregation. Dale will be in the back if you'd rather have a private conversation or prayer with him. He'll be in the back to receive you there. Let's stand together and sing.